This is a Fox News alert. The former president faces a new special counsel probe on Lisa Brady. Attorney General Merrick Garland just announcing a special counsel to oversee ongoing Trump-related investigations, including allegations stemming from the Capitol riot and efforts to undo the 2020 election and the handling of classified documents as President Trump left office.
In certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution.
Garland says it is in the public's interest in these cases based on recent events, including Trump's announcement that he's running again and President Biden's stated intention to seek re-election. Fox's David Spunt.
The Mar-a-Lago case is interesting because out of 11,000 documents, officials say were taken from Mar-a-Lago, about 100 were classified. Those classified documents remain in the custody of the Department of Justice, which now means those documents will go into the custody of the special counsel.
Garland's announcement comes just a day after House Republicans said they will investigate whether politics have played a role in Justice Department or FBI decisions when they take control of the House in January. Garland's pick for special counsel is Jack Smith, who most recently served as chief prosecutor for the War Crimes Court in The Hague. A White House official declining to weigh in, saying the Justice Department makes decisions about criminal investigations independently. Smith, the newly named special counsel, just out with a statement pledging independent judgment and to move expeditiously. President Biden hosting business and labor leaders at the White House.
It's going to take time to get inflation back to normal levels.
But he says he remains laser focused on it and argues again his approach is working, crediting legislative achievements as he tries to make the case to continue his agenda in divided government after the midterm elections. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The number four House Democrat is in line to be the new top House Democrat, asking colleagues for support in a letter.
The new boss won't be the same as the old boss. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries is expected to succeed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the top Democrat in Congress. Yesterday, Jeffries was coy about his plans, but today, Jeffries officially jumped into the race.
Fox's Chad Pergram, House Speaker Pelosi throwing her support to Jeffries, along with Catherine Clark for whip and Pete Aguilar as caucus chair. While Republicans will have the majority beginning in January, the exact number of seats is still a work in progress. Democratic challenger Adam Frisch conceding to Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert in a video post today, even though that tight race is likely headed to a recount.
It'd be disingenuous and unethical for us or any other group, to continue to raise false hope and encourage fundraising for a recount. Colorado elections are safe, accurate, and secure.
Frisch says he expects the state to mandate a recount, but he does not expect it to change the outcome. Even with COVID relief money, some school districts are falling short on staff to help students' mental health needs.
Looking at 18 of the country's largest districts, 12 started this school year with fewer counselors or psychologists than they had before the pandemic in 2019. That's according to an analysis by the nonprofit education news agency Chalkbeat. Some school administrators can't find psychologists to take open jobs. Some that did not add staff say they're concerned about the cost once the COVID relief money runs out. There's a time limit on spending that. The survey did find a 50% increase in school social workers. They have different training than other mental health professionals and are responsible for helping families, not just individual kids. Chris Foster, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's now up 143 points. The S&P also higher than NASDAQ, though, still lower. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.